local restaurants, showcasing the best food and drink, along with a performance from multi-platinum Grammy-nominated Fall Out Boy. Welcome back to the Channel 9 stage, where we are here to wrap up our live broadcast from Microsoft Ignite here in Chicago.
Oh, my goodness.
Joined by Rick Claus. I'm Joey Snow.
I'm Rick Claus. And
what a week.
It has been extravagantly awesome. I don't even know if that's a proper word, a proper phrasing, or whatever it happens to be, but it's been a lot of fun.
Insert overly exaggerated adjective here, because it really has been. I shouldn't even say overly exaggerated, because that's just the truth. It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Hey, wanted to cover off a few items before we leave you here at the Channel 9 Live stage. The first off being a question that we've been seeing quite frequently: where do I go to view the sessions now that the event is nearing its close?
Well, the easiest thing to do is to go off into the My Ignite section of ignite.microsoft.com. You'll be able to authenticate, sign in, and then you'll be able to get access to all the sessions and the second screen experience. So remember, you spent all this time crafting your perfect schedule to see what sessions you should go off and take a look at, even if you booked multiple sessions during your schedule. When you go in the details of them, you can actually get the PowerPoint slides, copy of the video, probably within 24 to 48 hours of it going live.
Yep.
And also, it also captures all the chat sequences that have happened related to that as far as the Yammers as well.
Yeah, it's pretty fantastic with that experience. You can actually continue to ask questions of the speakers for the next 30 days.
Yep.
Another thing to point out, hands-on labs still going to be available for you. So if you didn't get a chance to take them here, 30 days via the MyIgnite tool.
Mm-hmm.
So fantastic there. I also understand that we had coverage here at the Channel 9 stage that you guys may not have seen at home.
So while you guys are in sessions in the hot room, the stage no longer live on the live stream. So we had been busily finding small chunks of time inside of there for 10, 15, sometimes 20 minute interviews that were available in a recorded format. Those will show up on Channel 9, be able to go off and see them, and also elsewhere.
Absolutely, that's gonna be fantastic. There are some great interviews. Over the course of the week, Alex Bradley has joined us every morning to kind of give us a recap of what has been happening. We're gonna do a little bit of a recap of today, since we're not gonna be streaming live for you tomorrow. So Alex, take it away.
Hi, I'm Alex Bradley, live from Microsoft Ignite in Chicago. Welcome to day four. So far, the feedback in the conference has been fantastic. One of the favorite spots on the expo floor has been the Ignite Studio. It's right next to the Microsoft retail store, and people have been stopping by to catch a quick session.
We're on a very special part of the expo floor, the Ignite Studio, and joining me is Jeremy Chapman. Jeremy, welcome.
Thank you. So we're having a great week this week. We've talked about all the different things around Office 365, Azure, Windows, and more, really covering all the main topics around getting the technology implemented and really gearing that towards IT professionals and really the people that care about the kind of the technical underpinnings of our products.
All right. And you can tell that Jeremy's been doing this because he stole my mic. Jeremy, how many sessions have you done this week?
Okay, yeah, I've already done, I think, 18 or so already. I've got 25 for the entire week, so we've got a lot going on here. I've got a whole day ahead of me, though. Thursday, we're going to do a lot of great stuff around developers, again, IT pro content, some new stuff around RMS. Very, very exciting day tomorrow.
One of the best things about Microsoft Ignite is the chance to network and connect with both existing and old friends, as well as the chance to meet new friends, both at Microsoft and through the community as a whole. And that was a really fun part of my day yesterday.
What questions have people been asking?
You know, a lot of people come here and they ask, you know, what is Windows as a service? So we talk about, hey, it's similar to what Office 365 customers experience today. You get ongoing feature updates that are streamlined and seamless, and we're going to extend a similar approach in Windows 10, delivering new innovation to our customers. So we talk about their options for deployment and the flexibility that we're providing.
What's the best demo that you've seen this week?
Oh, there's been a lot of good demos. I actually liked How to Hack-Proof Your Clients and Servers by Marcus Swede.
Uh-huh.
And he just did some little demos that was just unbelievable, just to kind of show you how easy it really is.
Down here on the booth, what's been the sort of the buzz in the cloud platform booth?
Gosh, there's a whole gamut here. Power BI, Azure, IoT, and I'd say dev.
All right, now where is the Power BI? I've got to go and see some of this.
Right over there, Alex.
Okay, cool. Amy, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And of course, everybody is really excited for tonight's attendee celebration, where Fall Out Boy are going to be rocking the house. I hope you have a fantastic day four, and we look forward to seeing you tomorrow for our final wrap-up from Microsoft Ignite.
Hey, thanks, Alex. And of course, keep an eye on that Spark email that you guys should all be receiving via your email for the link to that final video. We will also host the link here on Channel 9, and you can get a good wrap-up of what actually is going to be taking place in just a very, very few moments.
What do we have left to do, man? Like, it's... We can stay all night and talk about everything that's all happened throughout the entire time, but I think probably we should probably tell people, first of all, we're back again.
Yes, Ignite is back again.
Next year.
Yes.
We've already announced the dates that came out last night. It's going to be taking place on May 9th through to the 13th here in Chicago.
Back here in Chicago, super excited for that, so you're going to want to save the date. Until we come back, remember, keep that conversation going on Twitter using the hashtag MSIgnite. We're going to keep our eyes on that, of course, the MyIgnite tool, the second screen experience, keep the conversation going with your speakers. I've got to give a special shout out and thank you to our amazing crew that we have here, our producer extraordinaire, director extraordinaire, camera button pusher Gulnaz, our editor Caitlin for everything that she does, Dre and the entire crew who are amazing, Denise and the amazing at MS underscore Ignite social folks for really helping us out here.
I don't know how they keep up with it.
I don't know how they do that either.
It's insane.
It's absolutely insane. Also to our other hosts who have not joined us, Simon May, Matt McSpirit, we've had David Tessar. If you watch on the webcast, Seth actually has some interviews, which will be pretty darn good to see, so you're going to want to take care of that.
And our special guest appearance by Heike Ritter as well.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Heike made an appearance as well. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And then Pierre Roman.
Yes.
How could I have forgotten Pierre? All right, that's it. It's time to wrap it up. It's time to head to the employees to the attendee celebration. Spit it out, Joey.
It's been
a long week, but it's been a fantastic week. Sir, thank you.
Thank you, my friend.
That's it from the Channel 9 Live stage at Microsoft Ignite 2015. For Rick Claus, I'm Joey Snow saying we will see you next year at Microsoft Ignite.